The political climate in the upcoming session may be better than it's been in a long time for a group like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and not necessarily because of who got elected. Several high-profile drinking and driving fatalities have gotten people's attention, and various media outlets, notably the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, have made drunk driving their number one issue. MAD State Director Carrie Kennard says she thinks this session will be markedly different for her group than in years past.
It has been very tough to get any kind of legislation, life-saving legislation, passed when alcohol is involved. But again, this is a public safety concern, and the public is demanding that this session we make changes to our drunk driving laws.
Kennard says the first priority should be requiring ignition interlock devices beginning with someone's first drunk driving offense. These amount to traveling breathalyzers that an offender needs to pass before his car will start. Kennard says the state also needs to allow roadside sobriety checkpoints.
We think nothing of going through the airport and having extra security measures so that we can be safe when we're traveling through the air after 9/11. The same should be true when we're traveling our roadways.
MAD's other top priority is criminalizing a first drunk driving offense. Wisconsin is the only state where it's not a crime. While these ideas will be debated, they've been glossed over in recent sessions, and there's no guarantee they'll pass this year. Even some advocates of tougher drunk driving laws say criminalizing the first offense could be cost prohibitive in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.